are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, I got drunk last night and I woke up today with a sore toe. How do I know I didn't break it or if it's the gout? Okay, you know, you guys got to stop getting drunk. We're too old for that. We're not young anymore. So quit drinking. Otherwise, you don't know what the heck happened to you. Most of the time, it is gout. You know, anytime somebody got drunk the night before, comes in with a sore toe, I assume it's gout, you know, until proven otherwise. But I still get an x-ray because, yeah, some of you guys will probably, or gals, you know, kick, I don't know, a helmet on the ground, or I think of helmet because Viggo Mortensen broke his toe during the second Lord of the Rings film, The Two Towers. Yeah, because he kicked a helmet and he broke his toe. I would have been there to, you know, kiss it and make it better, but you know how that is. I think he was dating somebody at the time. Who knows? And I was probably married. But anyway, or you tripped on something when you were drinking. But if you wake up with a sore toe, I'd still go to the doctor. Hey, remember, you know, with the way Obamacare is heading, we need all the business we could get. But listen, gout is extremely important to investigate and extremely important to diagnose because I think a lot of us that are hyperuricemic, yeah, I know. I think a lot of us are hyperuricemic. You know, it just makes me wonder if that also leads to that triple whammy that causes heart disease. I mean, a lot of people with gout, or as you all call it, the gout, you'll get these crystals. They're one of the most beautiful crystals, I think, that can coalesce in the human body. The uric acid crystals, they coalesce. They fall into a joint, whether it's a knee, whether it's a toe. Sometimes even under the skin, you can get these little tophi. Please don't mix it up with tofu because I don't want anybody to eat it. But they crystallize after they get to a supersaturation level. Remember supersaturation in a high school chemistry class? Supersonic. No, not supersonic. Supersaturation. Remember you would sit there and you would add, a chemical and keep adding a drop and a drop and a drop. And then all of a sudden the whole thing would crystallize after that last drop. Well, not so much a last drop, but after a certain level, it all just crystallizes. Well, that was our supersaturation project that day in high school chemistry, if y'all were paying attention and not checking out, you know, the girls across the counter or the guys across the counter or the lab table. That was the supersaturation. And that's what I believe happens with these gout crystals. It gets to a point where all of a sudden, boom, supersaturates. And purines that you find in meats, okay, cause rises in uric acid. So you end up getting a supersaturation in a joint or in a toe after you have alcohol or meat or something else happens. The moon's crossed paths with stars. I don't know. And then all of a sudden you wake up with a gout attack. How we treat it is we give you a really, really heavy anti-inflammatory. And that anti-inflammatory hopefully breaks up some of the crystals. But we eventually, and we don't like to do it during the acute attack, eventually we like to lower your uric acid levels. And we'll do that with either allopurinol, if you're an over-maker, if you're an under-excreter, there's other medications for that. But usually you overproduce the uric acid. I know about this not so much because I went to medical school and I paid attention that day, but because I had a uric acid kidney stone. We have high uric acid in the family, and rather than me getting gout when I was 19 years old, I got a kidney stone. Y'all have heard about the kidney stone. It really, really sucked, and it hurt, and it was worse than labor. Don't let any woman say, I don't want to hear about you passing a kidney stone, because labor is far worse. I've been in labor. I was in labor for 5 days with one kid, four with another, and I passed a kidney stone. Kidney stone, way worse. Way worse, because you think you're going to die. Okay, you have no idea when the end is coming. With a baby, you know the baby's going to come out sometime. But with the kidney stone, you have no idea. So the kidney stone to me was way worse, right? Even though my kids were real big-headed kids and we needed gardening shears to do the episiotomy. But that's neither here nor there. That's a whole other story for a different day. All right, but if you do wake up with a big red swollen toe, your doctor's probably going to x-ray it just in case you might have done something to fracture it. You know, I would never want to diagnose somebody with gout Meanwhile, they have a big nasty fracture in their big toe or something else wrong with their knee. But usually we could tell as, you know, medical providers if you're having a gout attack, because, I mean, you don't want anybody going near that gouty joint. Whereas a fracture, you'll still let somebody touch it. It's amazing how much more painful gout can be. Pretty nasty stuff. Now, the reason why I think this question was so opportune is because we're coming up. I'm trying to use more polysyllabic words. I hope you all don't mind, because we got St. Patty's Day coming up. Yeehaw! Woo-hoo! Oh, I love St. Patty's Day. I love, well, some of my favorite holidays are St. Patty's Day and Cinco de Mayo. All right. Oh my gosh. Okay. And so St. Patrick's Day is coming up, what, Sunday? So I know what y'all are going to be doing. You got the corned beef and the cabbage. You got the green beer. You know, St. Patrick, wasn't born in Ireland. He was born in, Britain, Roman Britain at the time. He was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave. This is when he was a teenager. He later escaped, but then he returned back to Ireland. And the reason why St. Patrick is such a hero is because he was credited with bringing Christianity back to, I guess, Ireland. And so, you know, many of us kind of, you know, celebrate with the whole shamrock. From what I learned from the, you know, the shamrock, you know, from the History Channel, I think he had used the shamrock, and correct me if I'm wrong, to represent the Holy Trinity, to explain it, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, using the three leaves of the Irish clover. And so that's why we celebrate with shamrocks. That's probably why we celebrate with green. And, but the first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually celebrated in America, in New York City. And, you know, we Americans know how to celebrate. So, keep it up. Just be careful not to get the gout. One of you had asked me why your doctor didn't treat you for gout when you were diagnosed with it, with the allopurinol. You don't want to give allopurinol during a gout attack. It could sometimes cause your gout attack to last longer. So we won't treat your gout preventatively or prophylactically until your gout attack is over. But watch the meat. Watch the alcohol. All right, taking your calls, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So there's been a lot of uproar on this breastfeeding bill that's been introduced in, I guess, the Texas State Legislature. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently it's HB 1706. It's a bill that would make it a crime if somebody harasses, I guess, a woman breastfeeding in public. I guess there's already a law in Texas where a mother has a right to breastfeed her child in any location, right, that she wants, that she's, I guess, allowed to be. But they're trying to stop business owners from telling people to, button it up or to breastfeed in a private location. And it's kind of an interesting, this guy, I know men don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole because they think they're going to be yelled at and ostracized, but this is kind of an interesting topic, okay? The rights of the breastfeeding woman versus the rights of a business owner. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 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 or 362-3254. And I guess one of the state representatives, Debbie Riddle, is now facing a whole bunch of heat because she had written on her Facebook account that women need to be modest. She says she does support the act of breastfeeding, but she says it is important for women to be modest while feeding their baby, and most women are modest and respectful, but a bill that would allow for lawsuits if one interfered with a woman breastfeeding is really going a bit too far. Now, this was actually this was a quote she had given the Texas Tribune. So, you know, at first you hear this story and the headlines are making it sound like we have a female politician against breastfeeding. She doesn't have kids of her own. She's against breastfeeding, et cetera. But then you hear lawsuits. Okay, who's going to get sued with this? And I guess the law would allow people to go after the library, after the hospital, after the restaurant, if they ask them to cover up their breasts. And now you're looking at a whole nother situation. Now, you know, I breastfed my kids. It was a pain in the butt. One of them was very noisy. I only got about 2 weeks of maternity leave. I was very grateful for that. And so I brought the baby to work with me. And there was a lecture going on. And you could buy these real thin covers. I know people say, you know, it's ridiculous to have a kid under your sweater or under a blanket, but very inexpensively, I was able to buy this thin cover. So I was just sitting there breastfeeding him in lecture, but I had everything covered because, you know, I really didn't want to distract all the men, you know, with my big, you know, lactating and gorged breasts. I thought that would just be too much for, you know, these guys to handle. I'm too much woman. So, I mean, keep in mind, I was a C-plus cup before I got pregnant, you know. I mean, we were already floating around the M's and N's, okay? So I figured I'd keep it covered. So I used one of those little thin things that would kind of provide a tent so nobody could see. So nobody even really knew I was breastfeeding, right? Until, of course, the kid, you know, made all the sounds, you know, you know, and it's like, oh, come on, shut the hell up, right? So he was making too much noise. And I couldn't leave, you know, because I had to still listen to the lecture. But luckily, you know, everybody kind of turned around, looked at me, giggled, asked to take a peek. And that was pretty much it. I got through. But I never thought that if I was breastfeeding my kid, I would need to involve the whole classroom, group of doctors. I kind of like the idea of being modest. I mean, I understand that, you know, some guys have an itch, okay? And I really appreciate the fact that if they have an itch, they don't undo their pants to scratch it. I think it's kind of nice that there's some modesty around, you know? But mind you, if a kid needs to be fed and you need to feed your kid, yeah, you should have a right to feed the kid. I mean, just because we have these laws now just because in the last few centuries we cover things up. I mean, don't we still have tribes in Africa where women don't have to wear a blouse or bra? You know, just because in America we're all prim and proper and we're wearing clothes doesn't mean we have to stop feeding our kid, right? But this is kind of interesting. What's this whole lawsuit thing? You see, that's where I get my ears perked up. Okay, that's where I'm like, okay, whoa, hold the phone. Okay, for breastfeeding, we women should be able to breastfeed wherever we want, when we want. Yeah, that's fine, but wait a second, who's getting sued? What's going on here now? Okay, what type of laws are being presented where it could open up a whole slew of liability? So the question lies is, does a business owner have a right to have an establishment where there's no boobies showing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, for me as a business owner, it wouldn't bother me. You know, one is I'm a medical office. So, I have a studio, you know, I have a studio also for the show, but we really don't have any breastfeeding people running around the studio. So, I mean, for me, that really wouldn't, you know, be an issue. But I have a medical clinic if somebody wants to, you know, whip it out and breastfeed in the waiting room. I don't really think my patients would care too much if any of the men felt a little awkward. But let's now go to that subject here. Okay, we need to go to that subject here, okay? Because this is something that nobody ever talks about, but it needs to be discussed. Okay, some of you men are really getting the short end of the stick. And what I notice ends up happening with some of the men is they have to go through great lengths to not look. because somebody can accuse the man of being a pervert. Now, we're just not talking with breastfeeding. We're talking about anything in general, because I'll see that happen. I'll be like, you know, hanging out up front, talking to somebody, right? And then all of a sudden, somebody will walk in like either a mini skirt or a short tank with half their breast falling out of the shirt. And yeah, you know, some of the guys, you know, the unmarried guys, the younger guys, they're kind of peering around to peek. But a lot of the other guys, they're purposely trying to look away, kind of, you know, try, you know, moving their butt, having to go through great lengths so nobody can accuse them of peeking. And so if we live in a society now, and I hope I'm wording this right, I know, you know, I'm the radio professional, so I should be able to word this, but I got to be careful because the media always seems to take one little snippet and make a big deal. So again, let me preface saying I'm for breastfeeding. I am 100% for breastfeeding. I'm for a woman being able to breastfeed when she needs to feel, you know, feed her baby, period. Okay, that's out there. But are we putting our men in a little bit of a bind here? If men aren't supposed to ogle at a woman's breasts, and they're going to be called perverted, somebody's going to snap a picture. You know how every now and then you'll catch a picture of Biden or Clinton looking at somebody, and the picture is all over the place, and they try to make them look, you know, like they're, you know, horn dogs. Okay, so I notice men will have to go out of their way to not look. Okay, we can't have it both ways. Okay, if we want laws out there where women can sue business owners, women can sue anybody that gives them a hard time for breastfeeding, then we gotta go easier on the men if their eyes accidentally gaze over and look at your breast. You see? But if we're gonna give our men such a hard time because they accidentally peaked, then what are you supposed to do? So if you have a bunch of guys that are going to a restaurant, they're trying to eat their calamari or, I don't know, rigatoni or one of the yummy pastas that I'm kind of craving right now because I think I'm PMSing and I really need some carbs. And then, you know, it's an establishment where women are breastfeeding and, you know, I mean, they're trying not to look, right? You know, they're trying to just get through. I mean, does a business owner have a right to say, look, ladies, we have a private area. Can you go into the private area? Or should they be sued? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Also, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You know, it's frustrating. You know, like male doctors, when we were in medical school, you know, the male doctors, it was you have to bring a woman into the room. You have to, can't bring a male nurse. You have to bring a female nurse into the room because somebody could accuse you of being inappropriate. Now, mind you, there have been inappropriate events happen, okay, in many different settings and many different occasions. I had a doctor inappropriately touch me when I was younger. Y'all heard the story. If not, I'm pretty sure I'll bring it up again, okay, when I you know, feel up to it. He had no nurse in the room, and et cetera. It was inappropriate, et cetera. So, you know, mind you, I get that. But men always have to work 10 times as hard as a woman for not appearing inappropriate. And they have to, unless I'm over-imagining this. I mean, guys, do you have to work harder to look like you're not looking at somebody who's scantily dressed, etc.? I mean, is this a struggle that I'm blowing out of proportion? And so, you know, if a business owner goes, you know, look, if you don't mind, you know, my customers are trying to eat. I'm for breastfeeding, but we do have a little cover here if you'd like some privacy. If that's going to open them up to lawsuits, is that fair to business owners? Or do we really not care? Because honestly, a woman should be able to breastfeed without being impeded. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email us at drdahlia.com, my website. Plus, we have iPhone apps, Android apps. We just have apps all over the place. Great way to connect. Great way to listen. All right. TJ writes, Doctor, I'm so glad you brought this subject up. I took my family to Disneyland. The subject we're talking about is a bill that would allow for lawsuits if a business owner asks somebody to breastfeed in private and not allow her to breastfeed publicly. That's being introduced in Texas. And I guess a state senator is under a lot of ridiculed because she's against the bill because of it opening up lawsuits. So we're talking about that. And then we had discussed in the previous segment, do men feel like they have to go out of their way to not look? And is something like this going to make men... are men already uncomfortable enough with breastfeeding, or do we live in a society now where, you know, if we are going to be open with breastfeeding, et cetera, can we now give men less of a hard time if they accidentally gaze upon somebody's breasts? All right. So we were talking about how, you know, men seem to have to go out of their way to not look like they're looking at something. And could a, already we have laws allowing you to breastfeed and open. It just most women do it privately. But every now and then somebody will just, you know, in the middle of a restaurant or in the middle of a Target, breastfeed. The kid's hungry. I get that. I had to breastfeed my kids. I understand that. In fact, you know, my kids now, they're 12 and 10. And I don't like spending a lot of money at the movie theater. And I mean, the thought sometimes occurs to me that when they're complaining that they want candy and popcorn when they see the movie, I just let them breastfeed. But, of course, that never really seems to go well. Nor does it go well with the row in front or the row behind. They actually seem to get mad at my bringing that up also, so I can't do it. Anyway, I know my milk, oh, it's so dried up. Anyway, so TJ writes, Doctor, so glad you brought the subject up. That probably only makes, you're probably the only one. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. He writes, I took my family to Disneyland last week, and while in line, I turned, and my hand hit a woman, not hard, in her pelvic area. She looked at me with horror, and I apologized, but she appeared to want to make a federal case about it. All I did was turn around, and my hand hit her accidentally, but her look was as if I was the biggest perv in the world. Okay, he goes on. Here's the problem. As a woman, I have been, inappropriately, quote unquote, accidentally touched, one of the doctors I had, trained under. Every now and then he would do it. He would come up behind me and hit my butt. And I knew there was something insidious about it because it always seemed to be the same cheek. It always seemed to be the, you know when it's inappropriate. And unfortunately, with my level of training or whatever, I couldn't, you know, kick him in the, you know, nuts, or I couldn't, you know, make a federal case about it. You know, I just kind of, and I, you know, it just made me mad, and it happened maybe 3-4 times, and, you know, still I feel like I probably should have, you know, gone up to him and smacked him. But the problem is, you know, by the time you realize it, and keep in mind, you know, as you age, you numb a little bit, so he would already be 5-6 steps away from me by the time I realized what happened. You know, because you think somebody actually banged into you. How many people bang into your butt? Okay, and, you know, mind you, I my butt's no size 2, so, you know, I always feel like it's my fault if somebody bangs into my butt, and I kind of figured it out that, you know, this guy was kind of, you know, copping a feel, and I never really made a federal case of about it. I should have, but then I've had other people where really accidentally they ran into my boobs, or they accidentally hit something, and, you know, no, I mean, for me, it's really not that big a deal. It's a big deal if I think somebody did it on purpose. All right. So, you know, Disneyland lines, I mean, you are really packed in there together, especially if you're trying to fight for the shade. By the way, any of you guys going to Disneyland, don't forget your hats. Don't forget your sunscreen, because you are out there cooking and baking. So anyway, people are trying to fight for the little shade, so people get all bunched up together. Yeah, it's very easy to hit somebody accidentally. And I don't know what to say. I mean, just, you know, be aware. You know, when you talk, don't have your hands fly. I mean, I don't think I've ever hit a man inappropriately. I don't think so. You know, and I talk a lot with my hands. But also keep in mind, my hands would be at his chest level. Have I accidentally hit a man in the chest? Yeah. I accidentally hit a man in the chest all the time. Have I accidentally hit a woman in the boob? Yeah, I have. Because my hands are always moving. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Oh, I am so sorry. You know, and then you're all embarrassed. And you know, because you just don't want to look like you did anything like that on purpose. But I don't know what to say. You know, Disneyland, just, I don't know. That's just one of those awkward things. I hope she doesn't make a federal case out of it. But, yeah, you gotta watch where your hands are. You just do. I mean, things are kooky. You know, a lot of us have been kind of horrified watching this rape case in Ohio, where I guess a 16-year-old girl allegedly got drunk, and she got drunk to the point where she couldn't remember anything. And I guess she had texted to her friend that she doesn't remember much except vomiting on the side of the road. And I guess after that, a couple of high school football players and other people ended up taking her from party to party and sexually assaulting her. And right now it's under trial. We don't know if she was given the date rape drug as well. I think prosecution is claiming she was drugged. The defense is trying to say no, she was, I mean, really drunk. Not that that's any excuse. But, I mean, can you imagine what she's going through and the family's going through? It, you know, when you read something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God I don't have a daughter. I don't know how I would be able to go on with my days thinking that my daughter, you know, was raped or used as a toy, which is, from what I understand, what some of the texts were discussing. Pretty frightening stuff. But then, you know, what is going on with these kids getting to the point where they're drunk like that? You know, I would never listen to my parents, okay? And if my friends were drinking, I would want to drink, okay? Remembering my mom and dad shake their fingers saying, don't drink alcohol, okay, wouldn't really fly. So how do you, as parents, make sure your 16-year-old daughter doesn't get drunk, make sure your sons don't get drunk, and do something stupid and horrific as what they did? It just blows your mind. I many of you ask me, how do I get my teenager to listen to you? I don't know. I mean, I'm a family doctor. I by no means am an expert in family psychology. But I tell you what I would do, if any of you have daughters or sons, what I would do is, you know, have them, you know, learn what's going on with this case. Okay, I was watching CNN this morning, and they had asked that parents have the kids leave the room because they were going through some of the texts where some of the, I guess, assailants had been describing what they were doing to the victim, you know, in terms of orifices probed, etc. And, you know, I let my kids listen to this. I'm like, look, this is what, you know, these are idiots out there. This is who's out there. These could be people in your high school. Okay, if you see anybody doing something like that to a girl, right, you call the police. You get the hell away from there so you're not involved in that, and you call the police and you help. Apparently, one of the kids had to receive immunity to testify because he was going to be arrested for not calling authorities and helping when this was happening. Just, you know, pretty frightening stuff. But, I mean, if any of you have girls, tell them do not let them get, oh, my gosh, do not compromise themselves with alcohol, because this is what their quote-unquote friends and classmates can do to them if they drink and get drunk. You know, I always, when I have teenagers come in and I do their sports physicals, for both the girls and boys, I tell them do not let anybody hand you your soda pop. You pour your own soda pop. And if it's out of containers or bottles, you get a fresh can. Okay? But people are, you know, slipping things into each other's drinks at the high school level, these roofies. Scary, scary stuff. So your child may not be drinking. They may just go and ask for a Sprite, right? From whoever's serving Sprite. And there could be roofies in these drinks. It's extremely frightening. I mean, I my kids are getting to the age where they're starting to go to parties, and I just want to, you know, keep them home with me. You know, let's watch Finding Nemo. Let's kind of keep it safe now, but they don't want to watch Finding Nemo with their mama anymore. Why not? Finding Nemo was a very good movie. Okay, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time, every day. Monday through Friday. If your station only plays an hour here, an hour there, you can always listen on demand on your phone, smartphone, etc. Many of you, I guess, you'll listen to 1 hour on XM, and we're very grateful to XM playing our show noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. But many of you are calling in at the end of the show, and then you're worried that it's not live. We're live 9 to noon, so we will talk to you. No worries there. I don't go anywhere until I'm done with my show. So you should be good. Again, follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Now, I was on America Now with Andy Dean on XM Channel 166 yesterday. He was asking me about the Pope and the Pope having one lung. And what happened? What does that mean? And, you know, the Pope apparently, from what we understand, Pope Francis I had a lung infection when he was younger. Nobody's really going into too much detail, whether it was tuberculosis, whether it was pneumonia, etc. But, you know, in the olden days, if a lung infection was that bad, they probably went in, did surgery, and I guess removed the lung if they couldn't cure it at the time. So from what we understand, he has one lung, but because I believe he's a non-smoker and he's taking good care of himself, he's doing fine. You know, you could live with one lung. You know, God gave us, you know, double in a lot of things, two eyes, two kidneys, two testicles, two ovaries. You know, one uvula. I've always been concerned about, you know, only having one uvula, but luckily we don't really use the uvula too much. Okay, we have one appendix, not too worried about that. Okay, we got two cheeks to our butt. So, you know, for the most part, you know, we're fairly symmetrical as you can be. And so, absolutely, you could live on one lung. Now, if he was a smoker, if he had sarcoidosis, amyloidosis, silicosis, other types of inflammatory lung diseases, he could be in trouble. But from what we understand, he's doing fine. I guess the media tried to make a big deal about him stumbling off a step today when he was trying to, shake hands to a cardinal. Again, can the media just, you know, shut up? Let the Pope do what he needs to do. I just don't understand why his stumbling has to be a news story. Give the guy a break. He's the Pope. And I mean, I like him. He's all smiley and he looks very energetic, and I'm a fan. So felicidades, Pope Francis I. All right. Now, Wrigley's is going to release a caffeinated Alert energy gum that I guess has the same jolt as half a cup of coffee. So you have energy drinks, shots, energy pills. Now you could chew energy gum. This thing's going to be huge. I don't know if I like it, but this is going to be huge. Imagine you getting tired popping this piece of gum in your mouth. Crazy. I do get tired, not during the day. I get tired around 5-6 o'clock. And it's not a good time to take a nap because I don't want to sleep and then wake up at 8 o'clock at night when I want to go to bed. So, you know, I could see the temptation, but no, I wouldn't want to do this because I'm going to want to go to bed when I want to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. I go to bed early these days. I used to wake up, you know, like now, if I want to see Smash or Celebrity Apprentice or whatever else is on, I just TiVo and I go to bed early. I think I'm just older and I need more sleep. Also, I do like to practice what I preach. I'm yelling at you all to get 8-9 hours of sleep and then I don't. Oh, there's no way. Okay, I'm going to practice what I preach because some of you guys may know my sleeping habits. Okay, I mean, some of you may peek. You may be walking by the house, peek through the window. Is Dahlia asleep? Like she says she's going to sleep. You know, so I want to be like, yeah, I'm going to sleep. You see? So nobody thinks I'm lying or full of it. Well, I mean, you could think I'm full of it, but at least you don't think I'm lying. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. According to a report published last week by the Wall Street Journal, this chewing gum is targeted at consumers 25 years old on up. Okay, they have to say that because, again, they don't want kids take. Yeah, of course kids are going to have the energy gum. They're going to be like, look, dude, look, you know, we'll get through history class now. Dude, give me a piece, dude. The gum comes in hexagonal pieces. Hexagon, that's got to be one of my favorite shapes. I'm not really big on the octagon because I think the stop sign ruined it for me, but I really dig hexagons. I don't know why. Not really big with the trapezoid, not into the rhomboid. There's something about hexagons that make it my favorite shape. Not really into the circle. Triangles, you would think triangles would be our favorite shape, but I think geometry ruined it for us and the whole Pythagorean theorem. I didn't know if Pythagoras really realized that he was going to ruin triangles for all of us, having to do all those proofs and all that. But I would have to say hexagon. If I see a hexagon, I'm drawn towards it. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm full of it. Okay. Anyway, so the gum comes in hexagonal pieces. It'll be different than many other types of chewing gum available. The price is going to be $2.99, which is twice as expensive of the typical gum. I chew gum. I know I shouldn't because I have TMJ, temporal mandibular joint syndrome. You know, where your jaw meets your ear and that kind of hurts and clicks. So my doctor told me, my oral surgeon, Dr. Sachs, Stephen Sachs, you know, told me, you know, cut back on the gum. But I use gum because I want to have fresh breath. You know, you never know when someone's going to kiss you. No, I just want to have fresh breath. I don't want you to breathe on a patient going, okay, let me take a look at your throat. You know, I mean, I want to have good breath. You know, my microphone, I don't want my microphone changing colors in the middle of my show. So I chew gum more for the breath thing because I want to look good. Okay, or I want to smell good. Always want to smell good. Here's the thing with this. Okay, the big issue I have with these caffeinated supplements is, you know, I'm not worried about a child's blood pressure per se. I mean, you'd think I should, but my big issue is you're getting this jolt so quickly. We talked about how when you drink a cup of coffee, if you're drinking a couple cups of coffee, I don't have as much of an issue with that because you're sipping the coffee. It's hot. And you guys are kind of milking that coffee for a few hours in your morning. You throw this piece of gum or you throw down an energy drink, then, I mean, wow. Hold on one second. Sorry, felt a little phlegm coming. Okay, so you throw down. I know. And my boss is like, can you please not discuss any bodily fluids? You could always deal with that on break. You don't have to inform your listeners about that. I'm honest. Okay. I didn't want you guys to think I was crying. One time I almost started to cry on air. That was horrible. I don't know. We were talking about heart disease or something. I was talking about my dad dying. I've talked about my dad dying all the time. And all of a sudden I got choked up and I was like, oh no, nobody wants to hear the radio host cry. And then one time we had a caller call in. She had such a sad story. I almost started to cry. I was like, oh no. All right. So I have to, I didn't want y'all thinking I was crying. Okay, but anyway, so when you drink an energy drink, you could down that sucker in 30 seconds. Yet coffee, you drink it slow, so the caffeine bolus is coming into your system slower. Well, that's my problem with a gum like this or these caffeinated drinks. You're getting that bolus of caffeine too quickly. And so it could put you into an abnormal heart rhythm. It could cause a blood pressure spike. It could cause issues. So I'm not as much of a fan. And, of course, you know, kids are stupid. Kids do stupid things. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you work the night shift. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so many of my patients work the hotel night shift. And they say now that night shift has been linked to an increased risk of ovarian cancer. Now, I know this is pretty scary. I wonder what the women are thinking. No, men are fine. But anyway, women who, I guess, work and have their night shift, and screw up their sleep, I guess, are more prone to get advanced ovarian cancer. So these are people who work in healthcare, food service, et cetera. They looked at 35 people aged 35 to 74. Nearly 27% of the women with invasive cancer had worked nights. Now, again, this is a small study. I don't think we need to panic about this, but, you know, this is just another cancer to the list of problems that we notice our night shift workers have. They're more prone to breast cancer, more prone to depression, fatigue, obesity. Now we got ovarian cancer in the mix. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a show tomorrow. Saturdays, we are always on 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to be talking about how one report says that the Pacific Northwest is strongly overdue for a mega quake and tsunami. Already the four corners of the ocean have gotten it. Chile, New Zealand, and Japan. Pacific Northwest is ripe for the picking. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay, don't go away. A couple more hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.